52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. No arrests yet in the murders of six family members in a Tulare County, California home, but Sheriff Mike Bordeaux says they have an idea who they're looking for.
We do believe that we are in the search for two known suspects, potentially a third in an escape vehicle, but we don't know that to be true.
Bordeaux calls it a deliberate attack at a home known for drug and gang connections. Sources tell ABC News the Justice Department considered but then decided against sending FBI agents to President Biden's Delaware home to monitor his attorney's search for classified documents. That's because the president's attorneys were cooperating with the Justice Department. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans want to sit down with Democrats and talk spending cuts as the nation nears hitting the debt ceiling Thursday.
Congressional Republicans are threatening to hold the nation's full faith and credit, a mandate of the Constitution, hostage to their demands.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. This is ABC News. Police in Mexico completing a second inspection of a resort room where California public defender Elliot Blair was staying before he fell from the third floor of the complex. Blair's family believes he was murdered. It's a drug meant for diabetes patients that's being misused.
TikTok is overflowing with videos touting semaglutide, better known as prescription diabetes drug Ozempic, for weight loss. Recently, the Food and Drug Administration approved a sister drug, Wegovy, specifically for that purpose. Now, says endocrinologist Dr. Disha Narang,
patients with diabetes are struggling just to get their medications to control their blood sugars.
Physicians are prescribing substitutes until the supply of Ozempic is back to normal. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When the Sundance Film Festival gets underway Thursday in Park City, Utah, it will be completely in person. Actor Jeremy Renner tweeting that he's out of the hospital. The Oscar-nominated actor was run over by his 7-ton piston bully snow mover in Nevada. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Republicans want to put bail on statewide ballots in April. The state Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed constitutional amendment would give Wisconsin judges more leeway in setting bail for dangerous defendants. The amendment is one of at least two proposed advisory questions seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. A Texas brewery is canceling a scheduled rally featuring Kyle Rittenhouse. The Illinois man was acquitted of homicide charges in Wisconsin related to the Kenosha riots of 2020. Officials with Southern Star Brewing say the so-called rally against censorship doesn't reflect their values. Rittenhouse says he's disappointed. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Kicks it back out. Trillo's finally got it now. Top of the key. Trillo into Sanders in the wing. Sanders now dribbles right. Gives it back to Fritsch. Fritsch driving. Fritsch gets fouled on a long layup. Zalaka draws her first. Second team foul. So the shooter is actually Isabella Rivera, who shows up as 32 on the Huskies roster. First shot off the back of the rim. So Huskies 1-for-3. We got some subs already for the black shirts. Number 23, Daisy Flores. And number 1, Ariel Martinez. Giving Stavins lock a blow. Second shot's good. So it's 5-4. 14:30-1 is your time remaining in the first half. Hartline to Johnson. Back to Hartline. A long one from the three from the new one off the bench. That goes off the backboard. Does not touch rim. That was Daisy Flores with her first attempt. Oh, here she comes right down the middle. Sanders has a wide open opportunity but misses. Rebounded beautifully by Carly Johnson. She's going to bring it up for the Lady Blackshirts in transition. Looking into the key for Hartline. Hartline does a great job of keeping it alive. Trillo's 3-point, yes! Skips around the rim, hops off the backboard in the bucket. It's 8-4, Lady Blackshirts, 13:56, your time remaining in the first half. Sanders has it again. Rivera, we got a travel call, the first of the game. That's on Sydney Teets. So, Hartline will inbound to Johnson, back to Hartline now, as she crosses the half-court line, 13:44 and counting. Lady Blackshirts looking to add to an 8-4 lead. Into the corner again to Flores. Back out all the way. Into the corner now, the opposite corner. Oh, beautiful little dish. Wow! Terry plays the backboard beautifully. Not an easy shot to make. She had the angle like a billiards player. That's 4 now for Anya Terry. Oh, almost had a steal here. It's deep in the backcourt. Oh, almost another one. So some good pressure. Trillo into the corner. Sanders. Oh, beautiful little kiss off the backboard herself by Alexa Sanders. It's 10-6. 13:06 is your time as Hartline brings it up into the corner to Johnson. Johnson goes around. Oh, couldn't get the pass and beautifully defended by Hale. Hale in a breakaway. They got an open player. If they can look up, too late. Oh, hustling on you. Terry knocks it away. Boy, they had Rivera wide open under the basket. If the guard Teets had only looked up. 12:52, your time remaining. Huskies inbounding underneath their own basket, underneath the Blackshirt basket. Gets it all the way out. An errant pass. Oh, they save and bounce, but that's going to go right to the Blackshirts. Hartline has it. Hartline pulls up a nice little bunny. And no. Martinez traveled on the bounce pass in the paint there. It was a tough shot to get off anyway. So Sanders bringing it up for the Huskies. 10-6 is the score. 12:40 remaining. Oh, great defense by the Blackshirts, but Hale hangs on. Nope. Yep. Sanders draws a foul. She misses. So in all that confusion, no one could get a handle on the ball. Rivera was able to pick it up, and she got fouled. So Rivera shooting two. Huskies are 50% from the charity stripe so far tonight. First one by Rivera. Falls in beautifully. Hits the front of the rim. Rolls back off the backboard and in. 10-7 your score now. 12:33 remaining in the first half. Second shot. And it's good. So it's now 10-8. Rivera makes both free throws there. Hartline's got the ball, top of the key. Over to Flores. Or excuse me, Martinez. Terry's going to drive in. She draws the foul. Can't make the basket, but a great job taking advantage of the open space. I like, you know, she could have pulled that up for a 10-footer, but she instead drove to the basket and drew the foul. That foul will go against Brooklyn Gutierrez now in the game for the Lady Huskies. First free throw. First shot for Terry. Off the front of the rim. So, Coach Blankson calling all four girls back. Nobody rebounding for the black shirts on this. It's a smaller lineup in now. Second free throw by Terry. Yes! Nothing but the net. 5 points for Anya Terry. Black shirts lead 11-8, 12-19 your score. As Sanders brings it up again for the Huskies. Goes to the right wing. Oh, top of the key. Oh, a three-point shot for Tammy Hataya. We're now tied at 11, 12-01. Heartline pass. Oh, yes, and snow was knocked away by Sanders, but Terry came up with it, fortunately. Flores with it into the corner to Martinez. Martinez tries passing it to Staub, but knocked away off the black shirts. Number two, Cammie Hataya on a high after draining a three-pointer. So Carly Johnson's going to come back in for Martinez. Martinez putting in some good quality time for the starting senior. Johnson will inbound. She's going to, yep, she hits Terry there. Terry back to Johnson. Well guarded. Whoop. Loses the handle, gets it back to Hartline. Hartline for a long three, off the back of the rim. And Huskies come up with it. So now Isabella Zach has it. Back to Trillo, back in the game. Trillo into the corner to Hataya, the three-point shooter. In and out. But a great rebound, but another block. Two great blocks. Oh, no, the second one's called for a foul. That's going to be two on Johnson. Hataya, the three-point shooter, went in and came out on that second attempt from the corner. So Isabella Rivera makes the first one. She is flawless so far from the line, 3-for-3. 11-11, your time remaining. Huskies, their first lead of the game. And make that 13-11 now. And a timeout is called by Bankston, and we'll take one, too, here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. Black Shirts trailing Hale 13-11.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels.
Welcome back to Waukesha South High School. Black shirts facing a full court press on the inbound after the timeout. Hartline's got it. Gets it to Terry over center court. Terry to Johnson. Johnson in the corner. Shot gets blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the black shirts. Daisy Flores with her second three-point attempt. Johnson will inbound again. She gets it to Terry. Terry back to Johnson. Johnson for three from the corner. Air ball. Blackshirt's on it, though. Hartline with the rebound. Trouble with the handle now in the corner. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson back to Terry. Top of the key. Terry driving. Up, loses control of the ball. Trio ends up with it for the Huskies. Here comes Nathan Hale in transition. Back to Trio from Mataya. Over to Sanders. Into the corner to Rivera. Rivera drives right past Tony. She drives. That one misses everything. Terry with a great rebound. Good defense there by the Blackshirts. Here comes Terry. She's going to go coast to coast here, and she gets fouled. That looks like it's going to go against Rivera. That, I believe, is her first. Yep. So it's a third team foul on the Huskies. The first on Rivera. Four team fouls on the Blackshirts as Flores comes off for the Blackshirts. Martinez comes back in. Terry's got the ball in the inbound in the corner. She gets called for a travel here. Trying to find an open teammate, and I think maybe lost touch with her pivot foot. Didn't really see it much here. 10:25 is your time remaining in the first. It's still a 13-11 Husky lead. Blackshirts have been leading most of this first half. Let's see if they can reverse their fortunes here. Whoop. Should have been a moving pick there. Trio with the ball in the corner now. Trio's going to drive around a beautiful pick. Misses everything on that. Rebounded by Terry. And here comes Terry and the Lady Blackshirts. She may try to go coast to coast here. Nope. Gives it to Johnson. Top of the key. Johnson for a long three. And that's in and out. And rebound comes, gets air outletted to Sanders. Sanders to Rivera, covered by Terry. Back out to Sanders. Now to Zek. Zek back to Rivera. Rivera driving, well covered there. Good help side. Pass gets knocked away, but Trillo has it. Into the corner now. For Sanders, now to Rivera driving, nowhere to go. Rivera gets it off anyway. Oh, a beautiful rebound by Zek. Nobody boxing out for the Blackshirt. So it's 15-11 Huskies. Inbound to Hartline, back to Terry. Terry makes a great pass to Johnson. Hartline fakes the three, comes to the key, and she gets fouled. That's going to go against Trillo. That might be her second. Let's see. That's her first, but that's 14 fouls with 9:08 remaining. Johnson will inbound. Has Terry under the basket. Terry makes some great footwork, but beautifully blocked. They call a foul, a push, I guess, with the body. I don't understand that one. Rivera played great defense on that for the Huskies. Got all ball, but they're saying all body. So interesting coaching strategy by Blanks, and nobody boxing out for the Lady Blackshirts. I guess he's seen too many fouls. Wasted fouls. And Terry misses the first. So I believe she's 1 for 5 in free throws tonight. But she has 5 points. She had a beautiful move to the basket. Just a great recovery by Rivera. And I guess she put a little too much body on that. Second free throw. And that finds its way in. A nice roll. So it's 15-12. 9:03 remaining. As Sanders brings it up. We got a zone defense now, a 3-2 zone. Into the corner. Back to Sanders, top of the key. Now it's a 2-3 zone. Nope, yep, still remains a 3-2. Kicking it around the perimeter. Oh, there's a little opportunity there. Sanders into the paint to Zek. Zek with a beautiful one off the backboard there. Some great passing. A zone press now by the Huskies, but not much of one as Terry gets by. Beautiful pass to Johnson. Johnson into the corner to Martinez off the rim, and it's rebounded Hartline in the scrum.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice. Where your mouth is, be about.
about that action.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Lows around 30 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
It's fouled! And that's going to go against Sanders. Alexis Sanders. That's her first 16 fouls now. So Sanders is 1 for 2 on her last two trips to the line. Let's see if she can up that. Yes, nothing but the bottom of the net there. Natalia. So again, no black shirts in the box there. 17-13 is your score. 7:04 remaining first half. Second free throw by Terry. Oh, in and out. Had a great rhythm on that. So it's 17-13. Sanders dribbling up for the Huskies. Again, facing a 3-2 zone into the corner to Hataya. Hataya back to Seats. Easton's got, oh, Seats under the basket. Nothing. Oh, great rebound, though, by Hataya. Seats has it. Back out to Easton. Easton to Sanders for an open three. Oh, off the rim, and that's going to go out of bounds. A collision of Huskies caused that out of bounds. They were all over that, but no communication there. Between the two Huskies, a big break for the Blackshirts looking to cut this four-point Lady Husky lead. Inbound to Hartline against a full-court zone press. Hartline now has it. Back to Johnson, back to Hartline. Oh, pass also. It's knocked away. No, he's calling over the back, but the ball is tipped. I can't believe Coach Bankson isn't disputing that. There was contact from both teams on that, so I don't know if I like that call. Inbound to Sanders now. 17-13. 6:23 remaining. Seats with the ball. Seats into Hataya on the corner. Back to Seats. Back to Sanders, the wing. Sanders thought about it for a sec. Back to Seats will take the long three. Yes, nothing but the middle of the net. A three. So now it's 20-13. Lady Huskies. 6:03 remaining. Terry's got the ball back from Hartline, back to Hartline. Hartline, a long pass to an open Martinez, into an open Pachka. Oh, but it gets blocked beautifully. Scrum for the ball ends up back to the Blackshirts. Hartline's got top of the key. Now Hartline has it from Johnson. A long three from Martinez. That's off the back of the rim. No good. So Sanders has the long rebound. 20-13, 5:33 and counting. And a foul is called at the top of the key. That's going to go against Hartline. That's her third foul, so she'll come out probably for the rest of the half as Addison Staub comes in. 16 fouls. The next one's a bonus for the Huskies. Inbound beautifully to Sanders. Turns around. Oh, off the back of the rim. And Johnson's or Terry's got the rebound. Anya Terry. Oh, beautiful pass underneath to one. Oh, she can't get it to fall. Two great opportunities for Zalatka. Couldn't get the ball to drop. Circum the Huskies again. Sanders has the top of the key. Over to Seats, looking for another three. Nope, she holds up. Gets it over to Sanders. Sanders underneath to Rivera. Rivera back to Sanders. Now to Seats. Seats looks. Nope. Gets it back to Sanders. Sanders is a wide open three. She's going to take that. And it's good. 23-13 in favor of the Huskies. Lady Blackshirts could really use a timeout here. They're going to go up against the press here. They get past it beautifully. Staub has it. Top of the key into Terry. Terry looks. Nope. She drives in, pulls it back out. Back to Johnson. Johnson's going to drive now to the left. Johnson, oh, gets a foul. So Sydney Teets gets her first foul. 17 fouls, so the Blackshirts earn the bonus, but it is a shooting foul anyway. The senior guard, Carly Johnson. First one. Yes. Nothing but the bottom of the net. So it's 23-14, 4:29 remaining. Johnson's second free throw. Another swisher. So 23-15. Huskies leading the Lady Blackshirts. 4:25 remaining. Huskies back. Oh, great job by Martinez knocking out a pass to Seats into the wing. So an aggressive zone D. Looks like they're going back to a man here now. Inbounded to Hataya. Now they go. It's kind of a matchup zone here. Sanders has it to Hataya. On the right wing, back to Sanders, top of the key. Over to Eastham, left wing. Eastham fakes, drives. Can't get the shot up. They're calling a foul there on Zlatka. I don't know if I agree with that one. Zlatka, that'll be three on her. And Daisy Flores will come in for her. So two starters out with three fouls with 4:07 left in the first half. A tough spot for the Blackshirts to be in. Sanders at the free throw line. Excuse me, Eastham. I said correct. Eastham makes her first points of the game. So it's 24-15. Trillo will come in for Hataya. Second free throw from Eastham. Emily Eastham. And that's good, too. So back to a 10-point lead for the Huskies. Inbound to Terry from Johnson. It stopped in the middle. Stops pass block, but picked up beautifully by Terry. Terry's going to drive all the way. Gets past. Oh, can't make the open layup. A beautiful move by Terry. Just a little too hard on the backboard. Long pass. Oh, great job saving it in, but the Blackshirts have it. Here comes Johnson. Blackshirts in transition. Now they're calling a carry on that. Wow. They could have called that three or four times tonight, both ways. They finally call it with 3:45 remaining in the first half. So Huskies will take it back. Sanders dribbling down. 3:42 and counting. Seats now has the right wing. Back to Sanders. Over so. Sanders can't get the hand off, but she keeps it in bounds. No, that should be out of bounds. You can't re-enter. Wow, a missed call by the officials. She saved the ball in, but she went in out of bounds. She can't return and get the ball. That should have been a violation. So now Seats has it in the corner. Back to Sanders. Top of the key. Oh, pass knocked away. That's going to go off Hale. It's white ball. So they, yep. Thank God they got that call right. That hit a number of hands before it finally went off a Hale player. 25-15 in favor of the Huskies over our Lady Blackshirts in this special edition inaugural broadcast of Waukesha South Blackshirts ladies basketball. As Carly Johnson, the senior, dribbles it over the line. Against a man here. Oh, great little dish to Terry. Terry.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. No arrests yet in the murders of six family members in a Tulare County, California home, but Sheriff Mike Bordeaux says they have an idea who they're looking for.
We do believe that we are in the search for two known suspects, potentially a third in an escape vehicle, but we don't know that to be true.
Bordeaux calls it a deliberate attack at a home known for drug and gang connections. Sources tell ABC News the Justice Department considered but then decided against sending FBI agents to President Biden Biden's Delaware home to monitor his attorney's search for classified documents. That's because the president's attorneys were cooperating with the Justice Department. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans want to sit down with Democrats and talk spending cuts as the nation nears hitting the debt ceiling Thursday.
Congressional Republicans are threatening to hold the nation's full faith and credit, a mandate of the Constitution, hostage to their demands.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin Republicans want to put welfare on April ballot statewide. The Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed question would ask if able-bodied childless adults should have to look for work in order to get public benefits. It hardly matters since jobless Wisconsinites already have to look for work to get food stamps and unemployment. The move is seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. Dozens of people are pressing state lawmakers to keep the UW-Platteville campus in Richland Center open. State Senator Howard Markline tells Civic Media he wants to keep the campus open, but says the university's president didn't ask him. The Richland campus is set to close at the end of the spring semester. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
-17 Huskies. Second free throw from Zach. That was out the front of the rim. Rebounded again by Hale. Another rebound by Zach. Zach can't look. Fortune can't make the shots. 5 seconds left. Sanders for three. A banker is good. And that'll do it for the first half. A really tough finish for the Lady Blackshirts as the Red Hot Huskies bring the lead to 15 at halftime, 32-17. So we'll take a break as the girls go to the locker room here at the end of the first half here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows level off around 31 tonight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
So out of whack in one sense, when we don't recognize, and Johnny said this during the break, voting against our own interests. Mm-hmm. Boy, when you talk about rural.
Your Lady Blackshirts trail. The visiting Huskies of West Dallas, Nathan Hale, 32-17. It started out as a great first half. Lady Blackshirts were up by 4 at one point. Huskies came back strong. They traded some baskets, and then Huskies really went on a tear towards the last couple minutes. It was a 15 unanswered points, just about giving them a big margin here as we go into the second half. So hopefully our Lady Blackshirts can make the right adjustments. A couple key players in foul trouble. Senior Carly Johnson has 4 fouls. Devin Zataka has 3. So with such a small, short, with a really lean bench, those are going to be factors here in the second half. You may see a lot of zone here from our Lady Blackshirts. So, hey, big special announcement. You may have heard it already for our small businesses. Walk Radio's parent company, Civic Media, which is growing, and our mission is live and local, promoting all things local at different stations, different communities around the state, promoting the value and the benefit of community and all the things that unite us as neighbors. And to further their investment in this commitment, they are doing a $1 million giveaway, which takes place on one day only, January 26th. What does that mean? That means small businesses are eligible for anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 in advertising grants. That's free advertising. A great opportunity to kick the tires and see how local radio can benefit your small business. And really, anybody can apply. So tell your neighbors, anyone you know that owns a business or is self-employed and believes in marketing, makes a significant investment in marketing, have them take a serious look at Walk Radio and all the wonderful things we do, all the great programming, which includes high school sports, Blackshirt sports. And again, remember our boys Blackshirts return to the floor, to the hardwood tomorrow night here at Waukesha South for an earlier tip-off, 5:30. So get home from work early and catch the broadcast if you can't make the game. Nothing goes better with a pizza or an early dinner than the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network, especially when we have our defending Classic A champion, Waukesha South boys Blackshirts. They'll be playing a non-conference team, Milwaukee Marshall. So we're really looking forward to that. Last Blackshirt victory was an amazing win against a non-conference legend, Sussex Hamilton. Wonderful game. Connor had the privilege of calling it with me and really seeing some terrific play from our young men. So hopefully that'll continue tomorrow night. And then Friday night at 7, the juggernaut of the Classic 8, Arrowhead, with all-world star Luke Recce, comes to Blackshirt Arena to take on our men in black and red. So make sure you mark that on your calendar. We're going to need all the support. Our young men out there are going to need lots of support. So definitely tune that in. So we're going to come back after one more break. Connor's going to help us pay some bills here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. And we'll be back to start the second half in just a couple minutes.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy.
They came from banking people. They came from people. So we can make the rules much more fair in a way to say financing. If you need to finance higher education, we have a system for you. It's fair. It's equitable. It's not predatory. Can we do that? That's what we're talking about, right? So wipe away the debt that's already out there because that's been predatory. It's already taken people, you know, way too much time. We're going to come forward. Let's fully fund, as you said, public higher education. And then for those students who are going to need some assistance in some form of borrowing to make education possible, we have to create a lending system that absolutely supports the going for the education and then allow students to pay back what it was they took out without that predatory mounting debt that just lingers over their heads.
Yeah, there's a lot of creative ways to do this, Tim. I'm not saying that there's one solution. I really hope we don't just kind of like when I say we should wipe it clean, we just wipe it clean and start back over with the same mess.
Right.
You know, and so there are a lot and there are a lot of pilot programs out there where industry is partnering and saying we really need more. I want to pull this out of left field. I've been recently in some conversations with pharmacists. We really mm-hmm. need a lot more folks becoming pharmacists. Okay, great. So pharmacy program, what's one of the barriers? Well, cost of education, right? And so, you know, recruiting students into that field. You know, industry has said we have a high need. We're willing to, you know, partner and figure out how to fund or make mm-hmm. up that shortfall so that quality education can be obtained that is commensurable to the pay so that students are attracted to going into that industry. They go into it not straddled with that and they thrive and stay in that career path.
Like so CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid. Yeah,
you know, I'm not naming anybody. But yeah.
I'm just saying, but I mean, you know, then you know, if they need pharmacists, they
could help out. That's right. They're ponying up. So, I mean, that's more of a like free market capitalism come together to cooperate kind of possibility. I'm just saying we could be creative. The other thing, Tim, that I think is really important, you know, to kind of come back around to is that notion that none of this is free, right? It has to come from somewhere. And so as we wipe things clean, we think about it's okay to have made a mistake. Like mm-hmm. both, even though this is a legislative decision kind of thing, both parties should be able to look at one another and say, yeah, this ended up a mess. All right, so let's wipe it clean. Let's say we made a mistake and let's do it differently.
Right.
And that's okay to do. And when we do something like that, and we certainly have done it and other sectors. All right. I mean, we bailed out automotive industry. Right. I think that was an important move. You know, we've invested in particular industries needing a restart. Our education system needs this kind of support to restart. And my biggest plug for it is I don't think it should just end, Tim. I think we should really be responsible about how it ends and wipe it clean. And make sure that this is an opportunity to grow local businesses, to grow the economy here in this country, in each state, really even more local in each region, right? And one of the ways to do that is to be really specific about it, maybe even couple it with taxes or somehow, you know, at the end of the year kind of thing, where are you at with things? What was your income? How much student loan debt do you have commensurable to that? Let's be creative, but let's get that money back into the economy. Let's get it directly back into the economy. Let's really get a concerted bipartisan push to say what's really important is the salt of earth work in this country right here. And so that are, those are restaurant owners. Those are, you know, my barber shop, right? Those, you know, the hardworking people who are ready to help fix your plumbing, right? Redo your bathroom, help you paint your house, all these kinds of, you know, important aspects of everyday life that immediately, right? Maybe it's even a voucher. Like you have, you know, this much money taken off your student loan. Should you take 20% of that and put it back into your local economy? Here's a list of 50 businesses.
Nice.
Participating in this. Boom. And we boost everyone. I'm going to go out with another hot take, Tim. We could save it for after the break, but I got one more pitch. It's definitely not bipartisan, but it's been cooking on my mind for a while. And I'll tell you, I'm not running for any office, but if I was, this would be my issue. This would be my one issue. All right,
Johnny Lupinacci's issue. Segment.
This would be my issue. I might go down in a blaze of glory on this, right? I might burn on it, but I do have a possible
save it for the next segment, because we got a few minutes left in this one, but I want to, you know, come back on a point you made. And, you know, you said this, and let's talk about this, you know, for those of us or those of you out there going, I do not want student loans forgiven. I mean, okay, let's talk about Johnny's point of view about saying, okay, how much money a month then? A small business, a small restaurant, a lounge. Let me tell you, the amount of money going out in every month for me in student loans, I'm telling you, a small business would much rather have me spending that money doing business with them. So if you're thinking about this, small business owners, if you're out there and you're wondering about student debt cancellation, look, this is a win for you. That just means way more people, mostly largely middle class, who are going to have more money that they're going to put into your business. So this is a win for small business owners, particularly when you talk about student loan cancellation, you know, Johnny. So just reminding people, you know, that point that you were making there about saying, let's get this money back into the economy, because right now that money that every student loan person is paying right now is not doing anything to help out the general economy. It is purely going into a system that continues to eat up millions of dollars every year and doesn't contribute anything to the general welfare of the community, the economy, any of those things. So, you know, I can kind of sometimes line up, right, with somebody.
I'm telling you, I talk to people all the time about this issue openly. What's your student loan monthly payment? Right. And yeah, a lot of them are deferred right now. But when they had their monthly student loan payment, I'll tell you what, Tim, it's more than a car payment.
Yeah.
It's in many cases almost as much as rent or a house payment. And so think about even half of that money going directly, monthly, directly back into the local economy. So really, if you're a business owner, this should be one of your issues. You should be hammering this one.
Because this is the money you want. Okay. When we get back, Johnny's holding on. He's got that one idea.
Yeah, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it.
Okay, it's not a bipartisan idea. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk back at the break.
Anaya Terry. Heartline. Ball gets stolen beautifully by Sanders. On a long break, no one really to stop her, and she makes an easy layup. It's 39-21.
We're always Huskies. Streaming on TuneIn.
Wheels coming off early for the black shirts here.
Live or catch up by finding the podcast.
Don't press, still in play here. Heartline's got it from Johnson. Over to Terry. So they're getting past that press. Oh, but knocked away, and that's where they're getting the turnovers.
With Luke and Brian.
It's once they get over the line, sneaking up. Trillo driving, nowhere to go. Throws it away, and luckily the black shirts will get the ball back.
I was going to say to GAB, but now it's the WEC.
Without having to draw any more blood here. 31-20. 39-21, an 18-point Husky lead that the Black Shirts have to overcome with 14-16 remaining. Inbounded to Heartline. Back to Johnson here, his own press. Yeah. Over to Heartline again. Heartline, ball knocked away, it's stolen. Pass middle to Zataya. Zataya gets fouled. She gets hacked. Oh, and it looks like the follower, I believe that is, it's Carly Johnson's going to go. She's holding her knee.
Getting every morning, but now we'll keep looking.
afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 30. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
What if I'm right and you are wrong? What if you knew it all along? What if I figured out that I did not belong? What if it always bothered me? What if I never...
No. It always does bother me. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, especially when it comes to holding up that student loan cancellation. Man, we need it. Okay, Johnny Lupinacci, though, you have a non-bipartisan solution.
Well, I mean, I just say non-bipartisan because this issue typically falls on the far left.
Okay.
In terms of its perspective, although I believe it's nonpartisan.
Okay.
But I like to oftentimes hope that things are nonpartisan that aren't. This one's actually probably more partisan than most of my hot takes. Tim, Ta-Nehisi Coates gave a great case for reparations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take a percentage of the owed money back, right? If you experience a tremendous amount of privilege, like I do as a white male in North America, right? Like a lot of the privilege I'm afforded, despite my family, like my family being, you know, immigrant, hardworking, working class Detroiters, right? Sure, it was hard work. We worked our way to where we're at. We're not balling in money here, but there is a significant amount of privilege that I benefit by. The last few years, the largest social uprising of our lifetime has brought that more to the forefront than any previous generations. So it's far more widely understood and accepting, right? Take a percentage of the money owed back from student loans from people who experience that level of privilege, right? And dump it into reparations. Let's start reparations up. Let's actually make this commensurable to the kind of privilege, the structures and systems that we're proposing public education in. Also need to change. So if we're really to address the way that racism and sexism and discrimination has worked historically in this country, and we're to work to undo it, one direct way is to begin to think about those impacted most by those unjust systems. And that's, you know, Black and brown families. That's, you know, that's indigenous communities. And let's just start getting right into the commitment to decolonize and to address, you know, the ills of slavery in this country. And let's really, really begin to put money where our mouth is, right? That's why I say it's very partisan based.
So I'm going to say, the idea that you're thinking this could potentially in some way, shape or form be, quote, even nonpartisan.
I told you. I'm hopeful because I think it's actually direct. Like there's so much talk about.
You're talking about doing right by human beings. And right now, doing right by human beings is a very partisan issue. Sadly,
I agree. I mean, I'm not disputing the fact. I told you this one was going to land far left. But I mean, really, there's a strong case for how this directly begins to heal. It's a material way that we address and acknowledge beyond words the legacy of white supremacy and patriarchy in this country, the systems. We're getting into the big words here, but they're getting used often. And what I'm saying is put your money where your politics are. If those are your beliefs and you owe student loan money and we're about to work really hard to wipe that clean, and I'm pushing hard for that money to go back into the community, right? This is one way it goes back directly into community to address those injustices. because no kid should have to pay for a quality education. But if you come to a quality education with a whole lot of privilege, your pathway is a little smoother. And I'm being really, I'm putting the scare quotes up. It's a little smoother, right? That, like, for those of us who experience a high amount of privilege, right? Someone's handing you a water. It's nice. Like, it's pleasant. You come into a lot of, unearned bonuses, mm-hmm. right, in the process. And so that's not true for every kid going to school. And so it to level things out, one way to do it, and I told you this was going to be a hot take, you know, we have a big pile of money owed, and if we're advocating, me, if I'm saying wipe it clean, and that money goes directly back into the economy, well, another pitch is wipe it clean and put that money right back into the politics of your party. And if you really stand by those things, so I'm leaning heavily on the Democrats right now. If you're going to purport that social justice is an important component of your political agenda, then put your money where your mouth is and start directly, you know, moving towards reparations. And this is one way. This is one way to do it. Say, hey, you believe this? Great. Check the box here, and you owe this much, and it's going directly towards reparations.
Man, I tell you what, though, what you've just described in the current climate of the culture wars and stuff, you have, though, now check this out here.
Shots fired.
You have put forth, though, you want to get student loans canceled? Actually, connect some form of paying student loans for reparations, yeah. And every Republican in the world will say, okay, cancel them all right now.
Yeah,
get them canceled because we do not want any money going to woke ideology right now, Johnny Lupinacci. That stuff you're talking makes me uncomfortable, man.
Yeah, man, you just told the secret part of this, man. That was my whole like political angle on this was, you know, throw it out there, because once it's out there, it's out there. And then, you know, really seriously, I think we could be creative about this. You don't just wipe it clean and it go away. You start to create options, and we all do an annual thing, or we're supposed to. I mean, most of us do it because we, for the most part, follow the rules, right? We do our taxes annually, or maybe even quarterly, if you know. But most working people in this country do their taxes once a year, right? Included in part of that taxes, if you have student loan debt, needs to be a little bit more of a complicated worksheet in terms of, you know, we're getting rid of this debt. It's going away. How much can you commensurably pay? And here are your options, right? Like I talked about, investing back into small business, right? Maybe you're choosing to purchase a car. Maybe you're choosing, you know, to work in, you know, to add on to your house, or to, you know, contribute to put particular funds in your communities, maybe domestic violence shelters. Another option being just push it all over to reparations, right? You get a 20% reduction on everything. And the amount you owe goes directly to reparations. Done. Done and done.
Man, busting pencils tonight for sure. Johnny Lupinacci, reparations, student loans. We've wrapped them all. And we started the show with student teaching. Tell you what, though, next week, Jess Piper, Jess from Missouri, the back road Democrat, dirt road Democrat, will be on the show. We are excited to have Jess on the show.
Busting pencils, rural schools.
Back next week, rural schools.
Boom, boom.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
We are Busted Pencils! Woo!
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.